This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
That being in the ministry of Christ, you're going to have to endure some persecution, because you must imagine that if you are the light of the world and you're going to a dark place, they're not going to like it. Like I say, we use the example of if people are in a dark room and someone cuts the light on, their eyes are going to be hurting and they're going to probably say some things, scream at you, because you are bringing light into a dark place. And that's going to cause some trouble. If you can imagine of what the apostles were doing back then when they were coming, saying, hey, we don't have to follow these laws, but we are saved by believing in Christ Jesus. And that was messing up everything, because they wanted to try to keep the law, something that they could not keep. It was impossible. The law was their schoolmaster, and they missed it. So they were trying to bring light into a dark world. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 says this: yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus might suffer persecution. Uh-oh, it didn't say that. I hope you caught it. It says, yea, that all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. There is no way around it that you are going to say you are in the army of God and not be persecuted. It's impossible. I want you to understand, Jesus said this: they hated me, they will hate you. If you are following Christ, they will hate you. But oh, don't be a word. Paul said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The little affliction that we go to cannot be compared to glory. Oh my. God is going to work it out for us. So we must endure. I like this, because this is Paul's battle cry. He is going out. He is now in the dark dungeon waiting death. He has been condemned to death. But yet in the dungeon, he is writing and encouraging Timothy to endure hardness as a good soldier. Now, what is a good soldier? We're about to get to it. Here's the message. There are five qualities of a good soldier. And I want you to see if you are in here. Five qualities of a good soldier. Can you say five? Lift your hand. Five. So when I get to the fifth, you know we're running it to the house. The first one to be a good soldier is you must be a follower. You must be a follower of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 16 verse 24 says this. Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Goodness gracious alive. You must follow Christ. And the first part of following Christ is denying yourself. You're not going to follow Christ if you still are in charge. Christ must be the center of everything to you. You must die in order to live. That is the first thing you must learn. To be in the army of Christ, you must give up everything to be a soldier. You know, everybody say salvation is free. Oh, it's free. But it will cost you everything. And this is what Jesus is saying here. That if you are going to follow him, you must deny thyself, take up that cross, and follow me. To be a good...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.